This is GQDN on June the 13th, Monday. It does feel like a Monday. Anyway, we're brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest, Audible, and everybody from stackup.org. In today's news, well, it's all about Sunday, because a lot dropped from the Xbox presser. So we're going to pull two articles, one from Kotaku and the other from majornelson.com, and well, actually news.xbox.com, because there was a lot that was done and a few announcements that we do need to take a look at, including not just the massive lineup, but now they're in line with Kojima Productions, but they've also started releasing content from Activision Blizzard. Are you ready for that? So anyway, among the two articles, we can safely say that there'll be 50, count them, 50 releases to happen between June 2022 and June 2023. Okay? But before we get to that, we do need to get to some of the events that happened during this. And that includes a new partnership between Xbox and Kojima Studios, or Productions, I should say. And Xbox did have a press release saying, "Today we announced a partnership between Xbox Game Studios and Kojima Productions to create a video game for Xbox like no one has ever experienced or seen before, leveraging the power of the cloud. Hideo Kojima is one of the most innovative and creative minds in our industry. We cannot wait to share what our teams will create together." This could be very interesting. Now we get into an idea that I had with Diablo and Overwatch being announced in this presser. Diablo 4 will be released in 2023. And there was a whole video about Diablo and all the blah, blah, blah stuff. Now, for I believe it was 2022. I'm not exactly sure. I can't zoom in on it, but we also know that Overwatch 2 is coming. But the major announcement there is that Overwatch is free to play. Overwatch 2 is free to play. Now, this could be the PvP content only. We have no news on that, but that's all about what we know. Actually, it does come out later on this year. In fact, I think it'll be coming out October 4th. Overwatch 2 will be free to play October 4th on all formats. Now, the news was released on Xbox, but the PvP release will only be free to play. So that was curious to me. And there are some other discussions that could go on with that we might do in the weekly show. Do we really need a BlizzCon? If you didn't think about that, you're not thinking. That thought should have crossed your mind. It did cross mine. Anyway, there are other games that have gone on through this. And this is the list according to Kotaku.com. Nakara Blade Spirit, only on Game Pass. Elder Scrolls Online The High Isle. That was an expansion that was an expansion announcement that was released on Xbox. As Dusk Falls, only on Game Pass. Forza Horizon 5 Hot Wheels. That's right, I said it. Forza Horizon 5 Hot Wheels. Somerville on Game Pass. A Plague Tale Requiem on Game Pass. Valheim on Game Pass. Warhammer 40K Darkside on Game Pass. Grounded on Game Pass. Fallout 76 players, The Pit. Fallout 76, The Pit. Hey, I just said Overwatch 2. High on Life, Game Pass. Scorn, another horror game, Game Pass. And I mean Pass. Atomic Heart, Game Pass. Gotham Knights, well, we know that's going to be on all platforms. Gunfire Reborn on Game Pass. Persona 5 Royale, only for Persona 5 players, obviously, on Game Pass. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Pentiment. The game does look a little interesting. Halo Infinite Season 3 on Game Pass. The 40th anniversary of Microsoft Flight Simulator. Hogwarts Legacy. Party Animals on Game Pass. Slime Rancher 2. Sounds gross. On Game Pass. The Callisto Protocol. Yeah, we know. Hello Neighbor 2. Lightyear Frontier. Those are all games that's coming out this year for Xbox. Next year, Diablo 4. Yes, I just said it. It comes out next year. Redfall Game Pass. Starfield. That was probably one of the best ones. Not the best one, but one of the best ones that we seen as far as what a reveal went. And that was well done by the Bethesda team there. Forza Motorsport. Beat that in spades. I'm not into racing so much, but you guys really need to watch that portion of the show. They just blew everything away. Minecraft Legends on Game Pass. Era, History Untold, Game Pass. Wulong, Fallen Destiny, Game Pass. Stalker 2, Pass, Game Pass. Flintlock, Game Pass. The Aiden Chronicle, 100 Heroes, Game Pass. League of Legends and League of Legends Wild Rift. League of Legends is coming to Xbox next year, and they are coming with Wild Rift. For all the League of Legends players, you can now play it. You will now be able to play it on Xbox. Valorant, coming to Xbox, Game Pass. Teamfight Tactics, Game Pass. Legends of Runeterra, Game Pass. Arc 2, Game Pass. Resident Evil 4, Persona 3 Portable, Game Pass. Persona 4 Golden, Game Pass. Replaced, Game Pass. Erebon Shadow Legacy, Game Pass. Ravenlock, Game Pass. Dead Space. The Last Case of Benedict Fox. That is a pretty decent 2D game from the looks of it. It's on Game Pass. And Cocoon. Why? Game Pass. So that stuff, you could all see that. And it, like I said, it all looks really, really good. But we know, as Activision Blizzard podcasts, we know what the big one is. Diablo 4 next year. Overwatch 2. Free. We'll see how it goes. And we'll give reports on it on thegroupquest.com. You know that. We will have more news tomorrow, I have no doubt. So we'll see you then. You know me. I'm at Joe Brums. twitch.tv/JoeSpace. Tonight, gonna do more of that Dragon Quest stuff. Anyway, we are all part of thegroupquest.com. Go check us out there, and you can find all the Dawn Forge podcast at thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more games. So go play some games, people.